Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. With just 3 days of campaigning left before Americans head to the polls to elect the next president, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Meantime, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in the states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Political analysts say it's not uncommon for races to tighten during the final days of the campaign.
I think that this may never have been a 7-8-9 point race in Clinton's favor. I think it maybe has settled into a 3 or 4 point race in Clinton's favor, which is still good enough. And Clinton appears to be leading in more than enough states to get over 270 electoral votes. There is some added uncertainty in this election, maybe a little bit more than at this point in 2012, but in some ways they're similar kinds of races.
Opinion polls indicate a small narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release of nearly 200 girls who remain captive. Riot police and armored vehicles deployed to a public square in Kinshasa on Saturday, firing tear gas to break up a rally by supporters of popular opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, president of the Reassemblement Movement, the largest anti-government coalition in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The leader had expected to denounce the intention of President Joseph